The U.S. attorney scandal led to the departure of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, and now the U.S. Senate is raising questions about his possible replacement. Senator Ted Kennedy is among the Democrats now opposed to confirming Michael Mukasey. He says he cannot in good conscience support Mukasey because the nominee refused to condemn waterboarding. That's a controversial interrogating technique that Kennedy calls torture, period. Senator Kennedy called the nominee a conscientious and intelligent attorney who gave unacceptable answers about torture.
Our answers were met with equivocation and evasion. Judge Mukasey told me that my questions about the legality of waterboarding were the kind of hypothetical questions that judges commonly refuse to address. But he has been nominated to be attorney general, and an attorney general, unlike a judge, is often called upon to determine whether an action would be legal before such action is taken.
President Bush, speaking at the Heritage Foundation, defended the nominee's answers.
He does not know whether certain methods of questioning are in fact used because the program is classified, and therefore he is in no position to provide an informed opinion.
The president said his nominee does not want to put interrogators in the field into legal jeopardy with his comments, and that Mukasey does not want to give terrorists any knowledge of which techniques might be used to get information. A nomination that seemed automatic now seems a little less so, but a Senate committee will still vote on Tuesday whether to send Michael Mukasey's nomination to the full U.S. Senate.